Smartest person I ever met in my life was my mother's father, George Reed. I knew some smart people. He was born in Washington, D.C. in 1911, and well, we always speculated that his mother was white because he was born in a white hospital. How else could that have happened in 1911? Subsequently, he was adopted. Legend has it maybe as many as 11 times. He lived with 11 different families growing up, going from one place to another place. And I remember there was a story he used to tell me when I was growing up. It came up fairly often, fairly regularly. It's about a family he lived with that was particularly cruel. And, well, their marquee cruelness was when they were displeased with him, they would lock this young blind child in their basement. They would tell him there were snakes in there. And he said he would run around and he'd scream and holler and was terrified of these snakes. And of course, there were no snakes. He'd say it over and over. There were no snakes, David. There were no snakes. Later in life, I kind of realized this was a lesson I was supposed to take with me. And I remember it every time I'm afraid of something, there's a theory in my mind. There is no snakes. I'll tell myself, there's no snakes. Welcome to the Midnight Miracle.
For your small business, if you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Rumi tells a story about the scorpion and the frog, right there at the side of the river. And the scorpion asks the frog, "Give me a ride across the river so I don't have to walk around." The frog says, "I'm not stupid. If I give you a ride, you'll sting me." The scorpion says, "You know, that's ridiculous. Think about this. If I sting you, we'll both sink and drown." So the frog says, "That makes sense." Takes him across. Halfway across, the scorpion stings the frog. The frog says, "Why'd you do that?" He says, "My nature." So the idea then is that there is within the animal world natures that they cannot change. If a lion is hungry and it sees you, it sees lunch. It does not see you as, "I'm going to do something really evil today." When a human being eats another human being, we say that is sick. Why? What is the difference between the lion eating the human being and this guy eating the human being? The moral component. We say he should know better. That's a breach of the social contract.
So there's a story, apparently, this is like this fictional story. I don't want to misquote where it's from, but it's sometime in the 10th, 11th century, something like this, of a young man that lives on this island alone. And then he comes into contact with this sailor, a traveler, you know, discovers this island, discovers this young man, and he starts to share stories about where he comes from or whatever, and, you know, their customs and, you know, their civilized people. And this young man...
He gets to the island like, I'm so sorry. I don't know what... I'm sorry, I'm not going to do it.
I'm always waiting for it.
But basically, the young man on the island is civilized and knows all of these things to do and recognizes all of these practices and, you know, positive social customs without having ever engaged in society because he's civilized with himself, you know. And the notion was that if people were left alone long enough, they wouldn't have to be governed by so much because people would just come to a realization that, yeah, you know, we thrive with one another's happiness, that we're more inclined toward harmony. Everything in the natural system is like that. So I'm saying that to say that there are essential things. I mean, life is sacred. You know, don't take things that are not yours. If an individual, and my father used to say this to me a lot, he said, the sign of an evolved individual is that they're able to attract to themselves what they need and want without someone else having to be at a disadvantage because of that. They can get what they need and want out the world without having to violate someone else's self-determination or rights in order to do so. And I think that that's just a reasonable thing. And that's achievable. That's also existed. Like, we, you know, when we talk about, like, what is good, what is evil, or, like, how do we apply that to what the social contract is, you know, we have so many examples of civilizations and, or maybe we don't have as many examples as we should for whatever reason. But I can imagine that, you know, the Abyssinians, the Aztecs, the Mayans, the Incans, the Moors, the Ottomans, you know, these were systems of governance. They weren't just like, you know, social clubs.
Well, one thing that illuminated something to me when I traveled, first time I was in Dubai and I did one of those desert tours where you just like go out, you know how that looks like, you're in the middle of the fucking desert. I'm sitting with my friends on a sand dune, it's quiet, you can hear the wind. And for as far as the eye can see, the sand dunes are undisturbed. Not a footprint in these motherfuckers, like, it's just barren. And I'm sitting there looking at the desert, I'm like, oh, I'm thinking about the Quran, right? I'm like, oh, they didn't have any water. Like, it explained everything. How harsh life is, how leverage ruled the day in those times, and that someone said there's something better than leverage, there's a higher moral contract that we should take. And he convinced, in his lifetime, the entire Arabian Peninsula to sign a contract. Another time I take a trip, I'm in Africa now. Now I'm in South Africa and we're all on safari. Matthew was there with us. And you see animals, just how they behave with each other. And you understand, like Sheikh Hamza was saying, not just that they were fulfilling in nature, but even amongst them, the animals, there were contracts. Like, I seen a nature show once where a lion is walking through the veldt, and normally the lion come, all the animals run. For some reason, none of the animals were running. I don't know if this is true or not, but the narrator explains that the reason the other animals weren't running is because his tail was up, the lion, that his posture signified to other animals, I'm not hungry, I'm just taking a walk, nigga, relax. And I think that there is mercy like that in nature. It exists in nature. And it exists with men, but then there's other places I've heard of, like Papua New Guinea, where they eat niggas. Like, one of the Rockefellers disappeared around there, right?
Something last year where journalists were going out there to, I don't know if that's Papua New Guinea.
I don't know if it's Papua New Guinea either, but there are undiscovered tribes,
right,
that have customs that our Western or even African minds would find abhorrent. Like, what are you guys, the fuck are you guys doing? But they do it, and apparently it works for them.
But although the social contracts that y'all were talking about that exist in nature and that what Yassin was talking about, there's a reward to that. There's a reward to, it's a survival thing. Like, it just make, like you said, it just makes sense for us to be compassionate and kind to each other. Is that us being morally sound because we're doing things that benefit us?
I heard Sheikh Hamza say, the good action is continuous and it's aesthetically pleasing. It has a fluidity to it, you know? It's a grace, an easiness to it. Conflict or tension, it can be a necessary catalyst at times of growth, but it's not the aim is not to stay in that state of tension or conflict, you know, is that it has to have some sort of release. And that tension is on the way towards harmony. So I think that those are good signposts in the social contract, is that what habits or customs produce or foster the most fluid type of lifestyle or expression where people feel and experience what we all call freedom, which is inherent in every human being to desire or work toward in some form or fashion, whether it be recklessly or responsibly. People are looking for, you know, some sort of latitude or autonomy or just even a fleeting feeling of fluidity and freedom.
One of my favorite interviews I saw, Nina Simone, and they asked her, what is freedom? Do you remember what she said?
Yeah, she said,
it's a feeling.
It's a feeling. She said, no fear.
No fear, that's right.
Well, what's free to you?
What's free to me? Yeah. Same thing it is to you. You tell me. It's just a feeling. It's like, how do you tell somebody how it feels to be in love? How are you going to tell anybody who has not been in love how it feels to be in love? You cannot do it to save their life. You can describe things, but you can't tell them. But you know it when it happens. That's what I mean by free. I've had a couple of times on stage when I really felt free. And that's something else. I'll tell you what freedom is to me. No fear. I mean, really, no fear. If I could have that half of my life, no fear.
For some reason, they try to terrify us, nigga. They'll lock you in the basement and tell you there's snakes down there.
She said the only time I ever felt true freedom was on stage.
I feel that way. Maybe a couple other times. That hand job in the helicopter we were joking about the other week.
Wish I knew how it would feel to be free. I wish I could break all the chains still binding me, yeah. I wish I could say all the things that I can say when I'm relaxed. I'd be starting anew.
Here's a paradox we could talk about. Because in the founding of this country, they make an allotment for that. They talk about inalienable rights of human beings and God and life, liberty, and happiness. And in the First Amendment of the Constitution, they say there should be no religious test, that a person should be free to explore their spiritual life however they see fit. Same guys. The same guys are the ones that brought people from Africa and put them in what Issa described as a hellish state. We will confine you to ignorance. We will make it so you can't think beyond your mere survival. And we will turn you into beasts of burdens.
The mere belief in supremacy made that society that they wrote down an impossibility.
Right. That's the what they call the original sin of America.
Human beings fuck up all the time. I mean, we're capable of either the sacred or profane at any given moment. The essentials are essential. Everything, whether you are, you know, the cool guy, the disastrous dinner guest, you need water, you need a life with some dignity, you need food, clothing, and shelter. You need to feel safe. And if you make other people feel unsafe and start to attack people, there needs to be penalties for that. There needs to be deterrence for that. Whatever people are on the scale of, you know, I'm agnostic, I believe, I don't believe. You know, I don't. What do you bring to the greater good, and how are you making life as harmonious as it could possibly be? I don't care what anybody believes. I don't give a fuck what you do at night, who you do it with. Right, none of my fucking business.
I'll tell you what I do at night. I get so much pussy.
Today's show is sponsored by pussy.
Is America destroying itself, or are good people stepping up?
No, it's imploding. They have a house that cannot stand. You can't fix it. It's that original sin. It's the foundation is rotten.
The problem is it could amend those evil origins, so to speak, by amending its actions in the present.
There could never be enough amendments to this Constitution because it was written with a false premise. So they keep amending it. It's never going to work.
Well, that's terrible news.
I'm not so certain. I mean, I understand the sentiment and the feeling. You know, it's quite natural to want to explore and see different things and learn. And everybody has a different journey. And yeah, for certain, if you're living in any society, any place, any relationship, with it, whether it be with a group of people or whatever, if you feel that you're not being treated well or respected or at worst, at danger and risk, then if you have the means and the capability to leave, then you should. And you see that all over the world. People who don't even have those means and capability, you know, are taking extraordinary risks to try to have a better life. I mean, let's talk about what motivates people to take those type of risks to have a better life. If we were just so reconciled to evil or abuse in that way, then why are these people in the dark in the night perpetually, you know, in our common times, why are they taking that risk? It's more natural. People, I think, relate as human beings to the people who are trying to have a better life as opposed to the people who are reconciled to just be miserable. I don't think that misery is natural to us.
I think you, of anybody I know personally, make the most consistent moves with your viewpoint and worldview. Like, when we talk about what's going on in America, what's going on in the world, what could fix it, what can't be fixed, you live your life in a way that acknowledges that.
I don't think I'm unique in that regard. I just think that people are doing the same thing that I do quite, you know, privately.
I have a lot of peers like that. I've noticed that people are just picking up and moving, and more so than ever, that people are kind of realizing life outside of this in the past 5 years, I'd say.
Outside of what?
Outside of being here in the United States. Because, I mean, I do think that, especially like in my community, our community specifically, I feel like we kind of tend to think, where are we going to go? Like, it's almost a joke to say, what, are we going to go back to Africa? You know, like, literally, as if it's the most ridiculous notion ever, up until about 5 years ago, where you're starting to be like, might have to go back to Africa.
And the lockdown really accelerated that in certain ways.
Totally.
Absolutely.
Totally.
I did it.
I'm ready to live in Yassine's barge community. International waters. You know, that's the next level.
Yeah, let's go to Zanzibar.
There is no barge community.
Is that where Dana White's having his fights now?
Live from Mos Def's barge community.
I mean, if he did have a barge community, he's going to get so much pussy.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I wish I could be like a bird in the sky. Don't leave me. How sweet it would be to find that I could fly. I'd soar to the sun and look down at the sea. Then I'd sing, 'cause I know how it feels to be free. And then I'd sing, 'cause I know how it feels to
using your intellect to deprive people of things, actively deprive people of things that you desperately want for yourself. Well, that's evil.
Unless you don't consider those people people.
Yeah. Right.
All right. We'll see, but if George Floyd was a dog, that'd be fucked up.
I mean, it's the most ridiculous. I'm a person, but you're not.
You're 3/5 of a person.
The shit is irrational for motherfuckers who are criminally insane and just want to take advantage of somebody.
That's true, too.
And then the dominance of the society, right? These people are constantly dominating the societies that they're in, conquering lands of peaceful people.
In order to achieve that dominance, they create disharmony where none existed before. Or they take disharmony and expand on it.
Or they civilize the savage of the pre-existing native, is how they would view it.
They're projecting, which what the criminally insane often do. They pretend to be the victim when they're the villain, and they pretend to be the saviors when they're in the problem. It's just, the devil ain't got no new tricks. It's running the same tricks down the line.
But what if it was as simple as, like, a European comes to America, they're having a hard go of it, and Indians come out of the woods and say, you know what, we're going to help you guys out. We're going to teach you how to grow corn, there's that, tobacco. You might like that, we smoke tobacco. And the white guy's like, well, we really appreciate your help. Can I interest you in some pants? Your dick's been out the whole time I met you. And I thought maybe.
These people have
I'm
pants.
Just joking.
And their balls are out. They have to me, these things get into polemics that will never end. You know, people are different. They and at different parts of their journey. And, you know, I'm personally, for me, I'm outside of my jurisdiction to say, oh, you know, you are finitely this because this is my perception of you at this point. I'm not trying to peer into other people's secrets like that. What I'm saying, for me, the social contract is based on what do you bring to the greater good that creates harmony and balance among diverse and dynamic components of personalities, levels of understanding, different sort of temperaments. That's the beauty. And that beauty is the energy source. It creates more energy. Evil, it saps people of energy. It makes people live not marshaling their own capabilities, kind of being dragged around by their desires, their ambitions, their fears, their insecurities. It's a life that's out of balance with itself and as a result, others. And these very examples that we're talking about throughout history have proven unsustainable. We talk about, you know, well, where's this empire now, blah, blah, blah. But you can say the same thing for other empires and societies that behaved in evil manners and that are either not here or on their way out. It's just not a sustainable system. What you have to do to keep that going, nobody has that type of energy. You can't keep that up. It's not about what you can do. It's about what can you keep doing? What can you keep up without, you know, dying out?
I wish I could share all the love that's in my heart. Wish I could break all the things that bind us apart. Wish you could know what it means to be me. And you'd see, you'd agree, everybody should be free. Cause if we ain't, we're murderous.
It brings to mind something that you said that I think is really important since we've been, you know, talking about social contracts and all of that sort of stuff. You said something in San Francisco not long ago, maybe 2 years ago. We were mad. It was an amazing night. And this is before all of this malarkey that's happening now.
This is the beginning of a new day.
Yeah.
Call it. Y'all see it.
You
this
own
is
it.
A kindness conspiracy.
You
a kindness conspiracy.
It don't matter what our government do. It don't matter what anybody says. All we gotta do is commit to being good to one another.
The kindness conspiracy. And, you know, people can get into, you know, good and evil is subjective. For me, you know, pardon me, I kind of bristle at those arguments because I find them to be, they're not heart-centered. They're coming from the mind. And the mind can make problems where there are none, and the mind can justify anything. So once you start that sort of mode of measurement for, human behavior, then it's just, you know, off to the races with the shenanigans. When it's based in the heart, it's much different. It's much more dynamic. It's just a better time, you know. You feel better. You look better. Things work more smoothly. It's simply a more efficient, enjoyable system. This shit that they're talking about now and have been pushing on the shoulders of human beings, other human beings doing this shit, by the way, to themselves and others, we don't even talk about the hazard that that type of behavior represents to those who oppress others, ultimately in this world and in the next. Don't think that these people are like, well, you know, or like happy with themselves. So we just got to treat each other well and treat, as Benjamin Clementine said in that wonderful song, Benjamin Clementine, treat others the way you want to be treated.
Uh-huh. Well, then I'm going to give everybody so much pussy. I rode my motorcycle here and I decided I was going to go move my bike. Beautiful day out. But the wind came and I could smell rain on the wind, which is something when I lived in New York, maybe I wouldn't have been able to do. But living out here in the country, you know, you get kind of in tune to like nature itself. You know, spring is coming. If you see like a possum roadkill, you know, oh, it's springtime. If you smell rain on the wind, you know it's going to rain soon. So I go, I move my bike. Quali goes, how did you know that was going to happen? I'm explaining to him I'm in sync. So when I said that thing about the kindness conspiracy, before all these things happened, it's because I knew. It's the same reason I named a special Equanimity, because I knew these niggas is about to freak out. I don't know what's coming. I don't know why I know it's coming, but I can tell. Equanimity literally means steadiness of mind under duress. Just keep you cool. Whatever these motherfuckers is gonna throw, they're gonna throw a curveball or something. If it's a bad pitch, don't swing at it. And if you got to swing on it, just keep you cool. Play the whole game. And I feel like this time now, since we're speaking of social contracts, you have many different Americans trying to rewrite a social contract. And the people we traditionally negotiate with are irrelevant. I'm talking about, you know, the, I don't know what you want to call them, the Tiki Torch whites. They're irrelevant. They gave everyone hell for so long that every subculture in America had a component of just usurping them as part of the culture. And we did it so much and so well that they're just not relevant. We don't ask you for nothing anymore. Fuck you.
Free!
Midnight Miracle.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. and it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.